Brian Burrow is so flummoxed by the flurry of activity going on in the newsroom that he just said the word clunz, and there's no word like clunz.
He said clunz?
Yeah, Brian Burrow said clunz, and there's no word like that.
Bill, I have become a Blackhawk fan several years ago, but rabid within the last, I'd say, 2 years for sure.
Yeah, sure. Two or three years, yeah.
I mean, where I'm really watching every game, and I'm really into it, and I know players, and I feel a relationship with them because they are my winning team. Things didn't end well at the end of the season.
They were eliminated pretty quickly.
They weren't happy about it either.
No.
And now comes all these removal and trades and Hossa have a skin condition where he can't play for a full season and maybe not ever again. I don't know what to think.
I don't remember a time. I've been a sports fan since I was in utero.
Really?
My mom used to hold her stomach up to the radio.
Why didn't she hold the transistor to her stomach?
Because that's what people expected her to do.
And
my mom was a trailblazer.
She really was.
And when I say my mom was a trailblazer, she played for the Portland Trailblazers for four seasons.
She was good.
Averaged 16 points a game for the Portland Trailblazers. So I don't remember a time in my life that there's been this much activity of Chicago sports players all of a sudden, sometimes because of skin conditions, sometimes because of trades, sometimes because they're sent down to the minors. All of a sudden, it's a whole new landscape. I don't know who anybody is on any team anymore. And that's all happened in the last 3 or 4 days.
I'm just talking Blackhawks right now. I don't care about Kyle Schwarber going back to the minors. And quite honestly, in the grand scheme of things.
Because they're going to raise the tax because of that. So you should start caring. Because right now, Illinois politicians are figuring out how to make you pay for it.
So there'll be a soda tax and a minor tax?
There will be a soda tax and a Schwarber tax.
All right, well, I don't like that.
All right, so with the Blackhawks, Artemi Panarin, a.k.a. the bread man, the man who made eating bread okay again.
Right, because everybody was hating on carbs.
Right.
You're right.
For a long time.
He brought that back.
I'd say, yeah, I'll have a hamburger. No bun, please. It was out of fashion to have bread. The Wonder Bread plant closed. Butternut's gone. Roman meal. Thing of the past.
They're still there. Roman meal's there.
All those are out of business. And then Artemi
Panarin
made it okay to have bread again. And now, all of a sudden, he's gone. Exiled.
I'm more upset about Nicholas Hjalmarsson.
That is upsetting. That is very upsetting.
You know, and
I have a headache.
Are you going to do this the rest of the day? Because I want to know how many more words you're going
to
come up with.
Try to do it for the rest of the day, yes. What, Kev?
I said Mjolnir.
The other day, Kevin said a word that didn't make sense. So it's contagious. What you just said, truer words have never been spoken. Heavy sigh. That's all you can do.
That is
heavy
it.
Heavy sigh.
And
that's
listen,
it.
I trust the powers that be at the Chicago Blackhawks organization. I trust that they know what they're doing. Although you accused the Bulls of not knowing what they were doing by letting Jimmy Butler go.
The Bulls made a tremendous mistake in letting Jimmy Butler go. The Blackhawks have a track record of making pieces fit.
They really do.
They understand how to look at a team and go, we need a little more of this, a little less of this, a little more of this. They have a proven track record.
And may I just say, are you surprised? I am a little surprised at these trades, okay?
But I am too.
Weren't you surprised when they were eliminated right away? So it seems like some changes had to be made.
Right. I agree
with
you.
Isn't that how it works?
Yes.
I'm just kind of getting this sports thing.
When a team doesn't win the championship, changes are made. When a team does win the championship, changes are made. It's impossible to assume that any team is just going to stand pat. Sorry, Pat, but you know I'm right.
I was very upset when the White Hawks, what's happening to me?
That's racist, Wendy.
The White Sox, 2005, won the championship. And then that whole team went away. That was heartbreaking to me.
Right.
Because they were just such a great group of guys. And quite honestly, since that time, there hasn't been the camaraderie in the White Sox that there has for that team.
That's true. That's
so
very true.
So I would like to start a Facebook page to bring Ozzie Guillen back. You say it'll never
You've
happen.
Mentioned this before.
Why do you say that will never happen?
That will never happen.
Why do you say that, though?
As much as Ozzie won, because he did, he won the championship, and they weren't accustomed to that. I think he caused more headaches for ownership and management than anything.
There was a recent interview with him that said, yes, he realizes that, but he's grown up. He's not the one who's more important than the team, like perhaps he thought before.
Right.
I think it could happen. What have they? What have they got to lose besides losing?
When Ozzie Guillen was the manager, can I tell you a story that has never been told before? I'm not even supposed to know
this. Is there lawsuit action?
I hope that there's no lawsuit.
But can you say allegedly?
You know how during the winter months, Chicago keeps a stockpile of salt because we know that the roads will be very icy. So there are certain places designated, and they just keep giant mountains of salt.
When they look like a giant areola.
If,
on the sides
if,
of like
yeah, if you
290, I-90.
Yeah, I guess you could say
doesn't
that.
Doesn't it? Or pasties?
I always say it's a big pile of salt, but everybody sees it differently. But yeah, all right, I'll give it to you. All right, so when Ozzie Guillen was the manager, they had a similar pile of Advil behind the center field bleachers that management was allowed to just go in and dive into. Because they needed it, because their headaches were that serious. When I was again, even though he was a fiery, colorful man who made people excited, it made management a little twitchy, a little nervous.
Yeah, but he also made the team win.
Yeah, but I think if you talk to management, even though the bottom line in any sport is, let's bring home a winner.
Right.
I think those guys aged rapidly when Ozzie Guillen was the manager. And I don't even think they'd entertain. If he said, you know what? Don't even pay me. I got some free time. I'll come in. I'll manage the White Sox. I think they would say no. I just think he left under such circumstance where they just went, oh God, enough of this.
I say it's still possible. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful our president will lead us in
anything
the right direction.
Anything can happen.
And I'm hoping that Ozzie Guillen comes back.
Wouldn't that
White
be
Sox.
Something if both of those things happened? Let's all
we have is hope.
Let's all dream together. All we have is hope. All we need is love, and all we have is hope. All together now.
Thank you, Mr. Beetle.
You're welcome. You're welcome. By the way, you know how we've said in the past, if you go online, everything is ranked now. Nothing just exists in and of itself. Everything must be ranked. So there's a thing online that I've seen in three different places now where they have ranked every Beatles song that's ever been from worst to best, and I'm afraid to read it because I know I'll get so wrapped up and furious about it. That I've prevented myself from reading it.
Well, I have something for you, speaking of ranking, and maybe this won't make you furious, but USA Today has put things together. They have ranked every song of the summer from the past 20 years.
Oh, all right.
Do we want to explore this?
I would love to hear that. Sure.
Summertime requires its own soundtrack, and we welcome people to call in, except I don't know the number because they changed it up here.
Wendy, our number here is 312-235-2525. I'll give that number again for people who didn't have a pencil. It's 312-235-2525. Call us now.
Although, Kevin, it doesn't appear these phones have been changed because that's not the number I'm seeing on the screen. So as soon as Kevin changes those shows,
these numbers,
phones.
These phones have not been changed in a while because several of these calls are for Spike Odell, and Spike Odell has not
they're
been...
still on hold?
They're still on hold. So please
that's a fan.
That's a true fan. Spike has not been here for years, but the dedication is just overwhelming.
Phones are ready to roll, 312-235-2525. Summertime requires its own soundtrack, and every year pop stars compete to deliver the song of the summer. Do you have some personal favorites?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, Kevin, you're going to be busy.
But mine are too controversial, I think, to share with you.
I don't believe that for a minute.
All right, then I will admit it. Firework by Katy Perry.
Really?
Yeah, that's a very summary
song. Yeah.
It's
a
not
very
bad.
Summary. To me, that is a very fiery song. A very summary song. A firework song. And very fiery.
And for the 4th of July, yeah, it's a great song. Yeah. I just thought you were going to be more traditional in your summer songs.
Summer Wind by Frank Sinatra? I know that's not in the last 15 to 20 years.
No, but it doesn't have to be, but like...
But if 21 Pilots does a cover version of it, I'm in line to buy it.
Like, I think of... what did I tell you before? Jay Ferguson. There on Thunder Island. Do-do-do-do. That reminds me of summer big time.
Because why?
It's just a summer, yeah. Windows down, driving fast on Lakeshore Drive.
All right. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wait. If we can just interrupt our own segment. I was saying, you know, I really want Ozzie Guillen to come back. And Gail has called us at 312-235-2525 and has a really good question for Bill.
Sure. Hi, Gail.
Hey,
Hi, Bill.
What's up?
Listen, what's going on is that lemon cake from Patillo's has come back.
True.
So maybe if you start a writing campaign, and it could happen.
But, Gail, here's the difference. When lemon cake from Portillo's was first in play, it didn't make management bang their heads against the wall every day. Us again made management bang its head against the wall every day.
But it did, because it was slipping off.
Oh, okay.
The cape kept
All right.
slipping.
I could see that.
So, you know, maybe they were putting sticks in it and this and that, and right. there it would slide off.
All right.
There he had another customer coming up to the counter. This slipped.
All right. You're right. I can't argue with that.
Okay.
Thank you, Gail.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
I love Gail. She can call us anytime she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Jill wants to call about summer songs because we're tapping our toes right back into that one.
What's up, Jill?
How about Bus Stop by the Hollies?
Bus Stop by the Hollies.
Bus Stop, what day she's there, I say, please share.
My Umbrella.
My Umbrella.
Yeah.
Bus Stop, Bus Stop. And then Summer in the City.
Hot Town, Summer in the City. Back of my deck.
Back of my neck, not deck.
Back of my deck.
Back of my deck, no? Getting dirty and gritty.
It's not deck.
It's neck.
I thought it was Deck Tech who provided that
back
song.
Back of my neck.
Back of my neck, getting dirty and gritty. I thought it was the deck getting dirty and gritty. All right.
I love
and then
that.
And then I have to embarrassingly admit.
Yes.
Cruel, Cruel Summer by the Nats.
Love it.
Bananarama.
Cruel Summer is one of the best summer songs of all time. You don't have to be
Boop,
embarrassed.
Boop, boop.
Listen to this.
Nanaramadama.
Great use of the xylophone.
Yes.
It is.
This is beautiful. I love this. Good call, Jill. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
I love you too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. You know who else had a great summer song is Will Smith, your Fresh Prince from Bel-Air.
That might be on here.
That should be on there.
USA Today has put them together by year. So Party Rock Anthem.
Start out in the 1700s and we'll work our way up.
2008, I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That was a great song of summer.
It doesn't say summer to me.
2000, this is a summer song, Bent by Matchbox 20. I don't know if I even know that.
I don't know if I know that either.
Matchbox 20 just does not say summer to me at all.
Me neither.
I get that.
You guys are Matchbox 20 haters.
Too?
Oh, come on, Kevin.
Who?
Coldplay.
Coldplay's legit.
Not summer.
Come on.
Or legit.
A summer nap, maybe.
Guys, I don't know what you benefit out of this evil.
Play. This is my all-time favorite song, I think. It might be all-time favorite summer song. Mungo Jerry?
Yeah.
What year is this again? 69? 72? Somewhere in that span.
The album came out in 1970.
Wait, let's just listen, because I like this too. This is nice. In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. This is good. Wendy, who am I?
Keira Knightley.
Wait, listen to this. Who am I? In the summertime when the living is easy.
That's a different song, but I like it.
I'm Mungo Jerry Seinfeld.
Summertime and the living is easy. You also got Porgy and Bess in there somehow.
Well, obviously. They deserve to
Mungo Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I'm Mungo Jerry
What's
Seinfeld.
What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with summer?
All right, Fancy by Iggy Azalea in 2014. Fancy will be remembered more as the song that introduced Iggy to the public consciousness, less for its actual quality.
What? Oh, I know this. I remember this song. I didn't know what it was called. What's the title of this? First things
first, I'm the realest. Fancy. Let the whole world feel it. Let 'em feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down. Like this is my grandma's favorite song.
It's
she
an
plays
explicit
this all
song,
the time.
So I
oh, okay.
Drop it.
Sounds like Kesha. It all sounds kind of alike to me.
Does it?
Kind of.
That's Iggy Azalea.
2015 was a particularly dull year for summertime releases. So USA Today has given it to Cheerleader by OMI.
I don't think I know this song at all.
I feel,
Cheerleader?
I guess.
I don't know.
I feel so old. Who's OMI?
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Oh. Kim Gordon has joined us. Do you know who OMI is?
Well, I'm the worst singer, but I think I know the Cheerleader song.
Do you
really?
Know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does it go?
I want to be a cheerleader. Da, da.
Yeah, what? That's...
Is that it?
She's got it. Here it's coming in.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it Chuck Mangione backing her up?
She is always in my karaoke, baby. Let's go.
I know this song. These other girls are tempting. Do you think I found myself a cheerleader? She is always right. I don't like it.
I'm old and I don't like the auto tune.
Nope.
He and Cher should hook up with the auto tune. Do you believe in a cheerleader?
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
That song does not say summer to me. It doesn't say anything to me.
It says
bad cheerleader song. Sorry, but it does.
Are these songs of summer? I just walked.
Yeah, in. USA Today has put together 2006 Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado.
I like Nelly Furtado.
Well, shouldn't it be like songs about heat or?
That's
it
what I
should
thought.
Be. That's... Yes.
Although today on the Today Show they had Andy Grammer on, and he oozes summer to me for some reason. I don't know why.
Right. Yeah.
Just because it's upbeat and fun and exciting.
Yeah.
You would be hearing it at the beach maybe or something.
Bruno Mars does that for me.
Yeah.
Very summer minded.
Yeah.
What is this, Kevin?
This is Promiscuous.
Promiscuous Boy. By Nelly Furtado. Yes. Here's a song from 2009. This is the only one I really agree with that honestly screams summer to me. Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's something.
Yeah.
It's summertime to you.
Mm-hmm.
We Belong Together, Mariah Carey in 2005.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
USA Today, I am burning you.
Is this an old issue of USA Today?
No, these are for the years.
Yeah?
What is this?
We Belong Together.
This is a summer night. You're sitting on your patio having probably a white wine. You have the mosquito net up because the mosquitoes are biting like crazy.
Sure.
And you're feeling sassy.
Yeah.
This is so not a summer song.
And you're sweating.
That was very specific.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
Kevin, find the one that Will Smith did. I think it's called Summertime, I think.
Yeah.
Is it? Did I get that right? And I'm not a fan of rap music. I don't like rap music much, but this one works for me.
And who is it?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will Smith. Did you know that was the same guy?
Yes. I'm not that unhip. And because I'm old, I know that.
Right. Right.
Young kids today would not know that.
They wouldn't know that. The kids today wouldn't know that. But you and I know that.
Unless that song was in a remix.
Right.
2012, the song of the summer, song of the summer was Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Now that I can see.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
So these are just the hits of the summer.
Yeah. It should be qualified better as a song that reminds you, that makes you think of summer.
A summer.
Like everything the Beach Boys ever did.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like the Rocky Horror Picture Show reminds me of summer.
Does it? Why is that?
Because when I was at camp one summer, I went for 8 weeks, and that is literally all we played for eight weeks.
Same...
The Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, yeah.
But I think more wintery for that for some reason. But I didn't have any summer camp.
Yeah.
So these are all...
This is Will Smith. But at the beginning of it, Kevin, if you can, at the very beginning, it starts out nice and slow and it works up into this.
Is this the beginning?
Yeah. I like the way it starts out.
I envision Bill Leff walking down the street to this theme.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, girls? Nice puppy.
That's me complimenting people on their puppies.
What's for lunch?
These scenarios you're looking up today are great.
Thank you.
This is nice. You don't like this?
It doesn't make me think of summer.
No? Maybe because in the video, he's kind of cruising the beach, so maybe I've got that mental image in my head.
See, music means so many different things to all of us.
No,
it really
true.
Does.
That's true.
Let's take a quick break, and Kim Gordon is filling in for Judy Pilak today because she's off celebrating summer. And we will come back and take a look at the news. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN.
A special announcement. John Whiteman, one of the fine announcers for your Chicago Blackhawks, will be on with us in about 15 minutes. Because apparently there's been a lot going on in Blackhawk Nation. So we'll discuss that with John Whiteman in a little while.
He's the guy to talk to.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I'm like, where was I? It's right here on our schedule.
It's on the schedule.
All right. Well, cool. Robin Thicke, do you remember the song Blurred Lines?
Sure, of course I do.
In 2013, it was
a
great
summer song.
That's
the song of summer?
That's a summer song. That I
guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That does seem like it.
Yeah. What's the Cars song where the first few lyrics are him just going, summer, summer, summer? What is that song?
It's called Summer.
Is it called Summer? It's a good name for it. They named it
summer,
appropriately.
Summer, summer, summer.
Yeah, is
and
that
you can
good?
See his giant Adam's apple moving around
yeah, Rick
in that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't
that's a
that?
Good summer song.
Oh, it's no, that's magic.
That's yeah.
It's I magic. Think that's the summer song. If you can find the Cars summer song, I think it's just called Summer. That is totally a beautiful song, and Rick has one for us too. Rick, you have an idea for a good summer song?
Yeah, hi. It's technically not a summer song, but it should be.
What is it?
It's not. It's Sheryl Crow's "Soak Up the Sun."
Oh, I can yeah. see that. That's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a fun song. The video's fun, and it gets you in a good mood. And I mean, isn't that what summer's all about
anyway?
Yeah,
that's how it should be. Yeah. Yeah, good call. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you,
happy
Rick.
Happy summer to you, Rick.
You too.
All right, thanks. Oh, we were looking for the Cars summer. You can't find it?
It's not available in any store.
And this song, I don't know if I know, maybe you do, Bill, because you're the music mother.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you for
Linda,
admitting it.
How
finally.
Are you?
I'm fine, but Bill's not old enough to know about these songs.
Oh, well,
I beg to
how
differ.
How old of a song are you discussing, Linda?
I'm talking about the 50s and the 60s. No, maybe both were in the 60s.
Is it Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me?
Was it Mersey Dotes?
That's a little older than the 60s.
Yeah. All right. Well, what is the song, Linda? Quiz us.
Two of them that I have. One is called It's Summertime. It might just be called Summertime.
By who?
It's Summertime. I'm summer. You know that one?
Summertime. Yeah.
Sha-na-na.
It's not Sha-na-na, Wendy. No. Although I think they may have covered it
I think
at some
they did.
Point. Yeah.
Didn't they also use that song for a Kool-Aid commercial?
Yeah, I think they did.
Didn't they?
If not
I can
Kool-Aid.
Just see the big Kool-Aid guy like busting through the brick
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they would have. Yeah.
All right, I got to figure out who did Summertime.
Summertime.
There was
summertime.
Some commercial. If it wasn't Kool-Aid, it was something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good
Amy
song.
Amy and the Jays did it originally.
Who did it originally?
Jamie and the Jays, I believe.
Jamie and the Jays. Okay. All right. So that's one of them. What's your other one?
The other one is Royal Blue Summer Sunshine Day. I believe it was a British group, but I'm not sure.
Never heard of that.
Kevin,
oh,
can you
really
find that? Royal Blue, what's the whole title of it,
Summer
Linda?
Sunshine Day.
Summer like Sunshine
Sunshine Day.
That should be on the list, Kevin.
That should be.
All right, and that song took place, Linda, when? In the 50s, you said?
Say the middle 60s.
Middle 60s.
Maybe 60s.
And it was one of the British Invasion bands who sang that?
I think, well, no, not one of the ones that you would know by that.
One of the lesser known British bands. All right.
Royal Blue Summer Sunshine Day.
All right, we've got Kevin searching high and low for it.
He can't find it.
He can't
what
find it?
What about Summertime Blues?
I don't know that one.
Who?
All these ones talking about, I don't know. But
you didn't know the Carly Rae Jepsen one?
Sunshine on YouTube.
Oh, wait, Kevin may have it. Does this sound familiar?
What band is this, Kev?
The Bystanders.
The Bystanders, Linda? Does that sound right? They've got a monkey sound to them.
Yeah, they do.
Don't
and
they?
A little Paul Revere and the Raiders,
oh,
too.
Oh, very much Paul Revere and the Raiders. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Linda.
Okie doke. Thanks.
Thanks, Linda. Bye.
All right. Well, should we take another break? Because we're going to, we have to get caught up on breaks.
We do need to get caught up on breaks. And then John Weideman will explain
how
the very
explain
tumultuous
this?
Couple of days at Club Blackhawk.
Yeah.
It's been a very peculiar couple of days.
And Kim, what was the new guy that we got to figure out how to say his name?
Okay, it's spelled L-A-U-R-E-N-T, but the pronouncer says Laurent Dauphin, and then it's spelled Dauphin, D-A-U-P-H-I-N, but our pronouncer says Dauphin. So I think it's Laura Dauphin. I probably
Laura Dauphin.
Butchering this.
Oh.
But it's he spells it L-A-U-R-E-N-T, like
Laurent.
Like Laurent.
You've said Laurent.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Dauphin. I think that's a cosmetic line.
Yes, it,
or
I think it is.
Well, we'll take a quick break. Kim, thank you very much. And then we'll come back and talk to John Weideman of our Chicago Blackhawks here on 720 WGN. All right. Are we ready to talk Chicago Blackhawks?
Yes.
The NHL draft is here in Chicago, which surprisingly, for the first time ever, John Weideman, radio play-by-play announcer for our Chicago Blackhawks. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Great to be back on with you.
John, we're thrilled to have you on. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but all heck has broken loose.
Yeah. I've heard.
Well, all right, so did you see, I asked Dave Ennett the same question a half an hour ago. Did you have any idea, any inkling that there'd be so many shakeups in such a short span of time?
Well, guys, I can tell you this. When Stan Bowman took the podium a few days after the Blackhawks had been eliminated by the Nashville Predators and he promised that there would be change, I wasn't sure to what extent that change was going to take place. But I understand that, you know, when the mandate is for a team to go out and win, sometimes painful change has to take place. And, you know, you're talking about the guys that were traded away today. Nicklas Hjalmarsson, he's a guy that I have grown to respect and admire and really appreciate on the Blackhawks' blue line. I mean, he was phenomenal. He is, by the way, he is the all-time leader among Blackhawks defensemen in team history in playoff games.
Yeah.
He goes to the Arizona Coyotes. We get back a kid named Connor Murphy and another kid named Laurent Dauphin, who, he's an up-and-down guy that may make the National Hockey League. We'll have to see. But then a little bit later, we hear that Panarin and Mott go to Columbus in exchange for Brandon Saad coming back, which to me is great news.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, they get a goaltender's last name is Forsberg. I don't know if he's in your relation to the former great Peter. But, you know, when the salary cap is in place and everybody has to adhere to the rules of the salary cap and you throw in the factor of necessary change, it shouldn't surprise anybody that these moves take place.
I was sad when Brandon Saad left, and I know he seemed to be that way too, and it seems like the Blackhawks are very good at bringing back some of their earlier players. So good news on that part. And I just don't know what to say. And Marian Hossa, hearing that news about his skin condition, forcing him not to play for this entire season, and we may have seen the last game from Marian Hossa as a Blackhawk.
I'm saying all the prayers. I know that Marian is back in the start of the 2018 training camp. We see number 81 cruising the ice out there. I don't know all of the ramifications with the medication that he was taking for the allergy. I don't know the extent of it. I'm just hopeful that being a guy who made his living as a professional athlete, he's got a healthy enough body that he can fight this thing off quickly enough that he can get back. And, I mean, keep your fingers crossed. Maybe it's at the end of the 17-18 season. I mean, who knows? I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I would love to see Marian Hossa back. I don't want to see him go away. He's a class act. And he has helped the Blackhawks to achieve what they have here in the last 10 years.
I'm just wondering, though, if officials, Blackhawk officials, knew about Marian Hossa before. It just seems like Hossa, then Hjalmarsson, then Panarin. It's just hitting the fan all at one time.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
You know, well, let's hope that, you know, that all of these changes will end up being for the better. I have to tell you that I've learned to trust Stan Bowman and the hockey operations side of the Chicago Blackhawks. Not that they don't trust the business side, because I trust, you know, John McDonough and Jay Blunk and that side eminently. I mean, there's no question about it. But when it comes to the hockey decisions, it seems to me that Stan Bowman and the hockey ops side of the Blackhawks organization, I'll throw in Al MacIsaac and Norm McIver, it seems to me that they stay ahead of the curve. So it may be that they know what's coming, and they made the necessary moves at the right time. And, you know, yeah, at the time, fans look at that and they say, man, I'm losing my favorite player, or I didn't want to see that guy go, and who did we get back? Well, I don't know if I like that trade. These are things you have to give time, and I believe that with what the return was on those trades, and I didn't say anything about Connor Murphy, right-handed shot, the kid's 24 years old, he's a big stud, think Brent Seabrook. You know, if you can get a guy like that back in place of Hjalmarsson, who gave the team great defensive play from the blue line, you know, maybe the trade becomes a wash. And on top of that, they get $300,000 in cap relief, and Connor Murphy is 6 years younger than Nicholas Chalmerson. And with the aging defense corps, maybe it was time to implement a little bit of change and bring in some youth.
John, I want to comment on something you just said a moment ago. I think maybe the difference between what we see with the Blackhawks regime and other teams in sports is the management here seems to understand how to look at the big picture and plug guys in and make the team better, and that's what's so encouraging.
They absolutely do, and right on, Bill. I think they look at things and they think about, well, what if we didn't make this move? What if a year from now we look at the scenario and we say, man, had we made that move, we would have been here, here, or here. So I think that they make, sometimes they make calculating moves, what seem like calculated moves, I should say. But it also seems like they know where things are going to end up. And, you know, I go back to what I said before. I have learned not to question either side of the Blackhawks organization, the success that they've had here in the last 10 years. It's kind of hard to argue with.
Right.
I didn't like the four game sweep at the hand of the Nashville Predators. I don't like that at all.
Right.
I don't ever want to see that again. No Blackhawk fan wants to see that. But I think that they're making the kind of moves right now to shake things up so that that never happens again.
And we all have the same goal in mind, no pun intended.
One goal, Wendy.
No, but I don't mean that. I mean management and we as fans, we all want to see a winning team. So I have complete faith. It's just some of these players are hard to digest leaving, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to see Hammer go. Hammer was a really good guy. And in 2 years, I'd become friends with Artemi Panarin. I speak a little bit of Russian, so I was able to communicate with him a little bit and kind of cultivate a friendship there. But you know what? He didn't go completely away, and neither did Hammer. They're in the National Hockey League. We will bump into each other and say hi, and you just never know down the road. Hey, Brandon Saad came back to the organization. Maybe one day both of those guys come
right.
back.
Right. Brian Campbell came back.
Oduya
came back.
I mean, it happens.
They're good at bringing guys back. John, this is just a rumor. Tell me what you know about this. Tommy Hawk to the Philadelphia Flyers for a draft choice. Is that a possibility?
Oh my gosh. Don't, Bill, say it isn't so.
No, that's just a rumor.
We can't lose Tommy Hawk, especially there.
Nope.
I mean, what would we get back from Philly?
A draft choice. That's not good enough.
Maybe some cheese.
Oh, man. Ro and Anna are going to be out at the United Center today. Fan Fest. It's the NHL draft. And, boy, just some big news involving our Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, there it is. And you mentioned it, Wendy. I'll go to it. There's going to be a great show outside the United Center. Troy Murray and I are going to have the opportunity to host a little half-hour segment up on stage. And I'm sure that a lot of Blackhawk fans will be there. Hopefully some people will be there that have never been to an NHL draft. And it's quite an event if you've never been to one. I've been to six of them. But I can tell you that when you see the futures decided for a lot of these kids and you see how the families, you know, how the effect that it has on the families and all that sacrifice and all that time that those people have put in to see their young man being drafted first or second or maybe even seventh, but taken by an NHL team, it really is something to see.
What do you think the Blackhawks' priority will be, and has that changed a little bit over the past couple of hours?
Oh, good question. My guess is that they will probably look to fortify the center position. I think that, and you got to remember that the guy you picked today is probably not going to be ready for the NHL until 2 to 3 years down the road, maybe even longer.
Yeah.
So that development curve has to take place. You have to think about placing whoever you draft, possibly in Rockford for a little while. I mean, who knows? You never know. Every guy's learning curve is a little bit different. But I would say that they will probably look to draft at the center position, probably draft a couple of defensemen as well. I'm not sure what their depth is within the organization there. I think whatever they can do to get the best guy available when it comes around to their draft turn, I think that's what they'll probably do.
All right, well, and Marcus Kruger, as far as we know, is sticking around, because I know that was mentioned when Trevor Van Riemsdyk was getting traded. Perhaps Marcus Kruger could have left as well, but he's good to go?
Yeah, as far as I know, I mean, you need to ask Stan that question. And you mentioned Trevor. I mean, TBR, he's another one I'm going to miss. But, you know, the only thing that's steady and constant about the NHL, really, guys, is change. it was our turn.
And, John, can you comment on this? I read an article yesterday on USA Today where they said that Las Vegas, the new Las Vegas franchise, based on who they just drafted, that's the best expansion team that the NHL has ever seen. Do you agree with that?
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know who wrote that piece for USA Today. Was it Kevin Allen?
It could have been. I don't remember.
Okay, well, I have to tell you that the 67-68 St. Louis Blues were a pretty good team.
Yeah.
They went all the way to the Stanley Cup Final their first 3 years, and they were swept in all three Stanley Cup Finals, but that was a very good team, so I don't know if they're going to be better than the Blues were. It's a different era. You can't really compare the eras, but from the outset, it looks like that George McPhee, the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights, has done a great job of building the team for now, and yeah. I think he'll be a player in this draft here tonight. I think you'll see more trades involving Vegas.
Interesting. Very good.
John Weideman, radio play-by-play announcer for our Chicago Blackhawks, and you and Troy are going to be outside the United Center in parking lot. Which one did you say, and at what time?
Parking lot C, and our gig will begin about 4:30. And Bill and Wendy and Blackhawk fans out there listening, no matter what happens today, it's going to be a Royal Blue Sunshine Day.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. John, thank you so much. We're looking forward to another great season of Chicago Blackhawk hockey.
Guys, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
All right, take care
anytime.
Of yourself. The great John Weideman. A quick break, and then we will close things off, so stay here.
Oh, now we don't have breaks?
Now we
Kevin,
don't
you
have a
completely
break.
Completely confused me with all the break issues. And he mentioned the Royal Blue Sunshine Day.
Wasn't that a nice
We don't have that song ready to roll. Kevin, you're getting slow after eating the Portillo's, I got to tell you.
It slowed his reaction time down just a little bit. Kevin was afraid of being traded today.
Listen,
he
I'm
said to me, do you think I'll get traded? And he didn't
today.
Get traded.
I really feel bad for Kevin. You have really had a love affair with
Nicholas Chalmerson.
Big time.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Nicholas, I love you.
All right. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
But he's serious. I mean,
I know.
I come in, and sometimes Kevin has a picture of a shirtless Nicholas Chalmerson up on your screen.
That's right.
Am I lying?
No, it's for show research, Wendy. We were talking about the tan lines of the Blackhawks players.
Right.
You learn from me. Don't talk. Because when I talk, I get myself in trouble.
But that's sure. what you do for a living.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes I mean, in personal life, I offer way too much information, and you know this about me. You've known it forever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thanks to John Weideman. I got to think it's a little tough to be at this fan fest after hearing this information, but change had to happen, and we knew it was coming.
It's a little bit of a shell shock to lose so many of our favorite players over the last couple of days. But like I said, the Blackhawks seem to have a history year in and year out of putting together a great team, and I don't think this upcoming season is going to be any different. There will be some new names to think about and to learn, but there was last year, too, and they had a good season last year.
I just have to tell you, buying a Blackhawks sweater is a big investment, and Dylan bought Andrew Shaw, no longer with the team.
Yeah.
Jimmy Mack has Marian Hossa, although yeah.
He just has to put that in the closet for a year.
Right. That'll still be useful,
right.
And I have Duncan Keith, who at this point, safe.
You seem to be the winner in this derby.
Hope so. Well,
yes.
That's because Doc Emmerich suggested I get the Duncan
Keith.
He
knows. He has inside information.
All right, we're done. Have a great weekend. Happy Pride weekend.
Yes. Have a great Pride weekend.
I'm proud of you.
Wendy, I'm proud of you for so many reasons. Not for today's show, but you did a show a couple weeks ago that I thought was stellar.
And go to Portillo's.com to find a location near you because the Portillo's Lemon Cake is back in action till July 31st. And if you didn't hear the earlier part of our show, check it out on the podcast. A young man named Ben had a love affair with the Portillo's Lemon Cake, and it had a happy ending, let's just say.
Yes, it did. That's it for us. We'll be back on Monday with another fine program.
Fine.
Just fine. Not exceptional. Anyway, we'll just shoot for fine and see what goes down. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.